Time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our nutritional co-host. He's a certified nutritionist. He manages our downtown store, none other than Sam Forbes.
Thank you, Arnie. It's great to be here.
And we have a special guest in the studio. He's a director of education for a vitamin company called Super Nutrition. His name is Mike Mooney. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Mike.
Hi, Don. It's great to be here.
And it's Arnie's even better.
Arnie, I'm sorry.
Don has hair. I don't. Anyway, Mike, as I said, is the director of education for Super Nutrition. And Super Nutrition is an interesting company. Just about all of their products are multivitamin formulas in one manner, shape, or form. Did I get that right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, Mike, tell us a little bit about what's different in the way that you formulate your products.
Well, we, among all the companies, focus on building the formulas using the doses that you see in peer-reviewed literature and the independently published studies that produce the optimal effects that are possible.
Okay, so for example?
For example, our full potency formulas, including the women's blend, have 1,000 milligrams of calcium because that's the foundation amount that women need to not only keep bone but build bone.
Okay, so calcium is an obvious one. What about some of the trace minerals?
We maintain 200 micrograms of selenium in all the potency formulas, 250 in the OptiPack. There's some other nutrients like folic acid is an interesting one. It's a tiny little nutrient. It's not very expensive. We put 1,000 micrograms in all the formulas, even the one-a-days.
Okay, and one of the reasons you do that, you said that's from peer-reviewed. What does the literature say about the folic acid that you'd want to put in that 1,000 micrograms?
Well, there's a dose-dependent effect, and 1,000 works better than the RDA, which is 400. You get actually, there's three studies in the last 2 years that came out that said that folic acid could reduce bone loss in seniors because it reduces a thing called homocysteine. Mm-hmm. And when homocysteine is elevated, it inhibits the production of collagen. That's part of, about 30% of bone is that spongy, rubbery stuff called collagen.
Right.
So if you want your bone protein, the collagen, to be healthy, you want to lower homocysteine. Folic acid does it in a dose-dependent manner.
Okay, so we've always heard about homocysteine as it relates to heart disease.
Well, yeah, there's potential inflammation of the cardiovascular system with higher homocysteine, and there's another benefit for folic acid.
Okay, so it's not a one disease Johnny, so to speak. Well, it does other things.
Yeah, everybody knows about it because of the folic acid reducing potential for spina bifida birth defect.
Sure,
that's great. It's important for that, and you know, higher dose works better than lower dose too.
Okay, so what you did is you formulated your multis you say, with 1,000 micrograms of folic acid, so that even if someone is taking, I know you have a couple of one-a-day formulas as well.
Yeah, we have a men's, women's, and a prenatal. And the prenatal has, for instance, I think it's the only prenatal on the market that's one a day that has 1,000 micrograms of folic acid.
That's true. Most of them have about 800.
Yeah. I mean, the prenatal, you said, is a one a day. Now, obviously, you seem to formulate your products based on what's probably the most important or key ingredients. Like, for instance, the women's blend is 1,000 milligrams of calcium. Well, pregnant women's requirements for calcium is pretty high, too.
Actually, we make a one a day. Because there's a lot of people who just won't take more than one.
Right.
So I do the highest potencies I can in that one. I've got 210 milligrams of calcium in the prenatal one a day. It's highest on the market. But I also have prenatal blend, which is six tablets a day.
Right.
That has the 1,200 milligrams of calcium that a placebo-controlled study showed was the threshold dose where when they measured babies' bones when they were born, babies' mineral content, they had 15% healthier bones, bigger, more dense bones, when the pregnant women got that much. And 1,100 didn't work as well, 1,000 didn't work as well. So we put in that dose that's in the peer-reviewed literature.
Okay, so the 1,200 dose of calcium in the prenatal formula assured that the babies would get adequate amounts of calcium, also while obviously maintaining the mother's calcium balance as well.
Right, because they need more than the 1,000 that most women need because they're building a baby too.
That's right. And one of the things people don't realize is the baby, when it's growing, almost acts like a parasite. It'll take everything it needs from the mother.
Right.
So if the mother doesn't get enough calcium, a lot of it will go to the baby and it'll rob the mother.
Right.
And women who don't get enough calcium
will
get all sorts of teeth problems and everything else.
Well, you're making a great point, Arnie, where women really have to watch their nutritional intake when they're pregnant. And that includes diet and good supplementation. And I'm glad that you mentioned, I said you had a one-a-day prenatal. But you know what? One-a-days are good. I mean, they're great that they're there. But you know what? It looks like you have a line of optimal dose type products where you're offering the maximum amount of nutrition. And obviously that would be the preferential products for people to buy. But I guess if it's not comfortable for them, or they taking other things, they can get a one-a-day formula.
Well, you know, you'll find a lot of people who say, well, I can't take six a day. What are you taking? They say, I'm taking a one-a-day. And I'm taking extra calcium. I'm taking four tablets of calcium to get 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams. Oh, and I'm taking vitamin C and I'm taking vitamin E. And before I know it, they're up to seven tablets.
That's right.
I've got six that'll give them more than they're getting. And then they won't have to open up all the separate bottles and waste the plastic.
We said that you have the one-a-day formulas. What's the next? Explain your products as we go up the ladder. You have the one-a-day. What would be the product after that with the, let's say, the least number of tablets?
Well, we call them good, better, best. My one-a-days are the strongest on the market, and that's our good category.
Right.
They have more than any other one-a-days if you compare them one head-to-head with any of the best products on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the better. That's the blend family. Those are typically 4 to 6 a day because that's what the tablet space that's required to give you your minerals. And each one of them has about a dozen bone-building nutrients, including 1,000 units of vitamin D in all of the blend family, the 4 to 6 a day family.
Okay.
1,000 units of vitamin D.
1,000 units, yeah?
Yeah.
And is that D2 or D3?
It's D3, sir.
Excellent. Excellent. D3 is the one that they do the studies with.
They all also have 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
They have 1,000 folic acid.
Right.
They have 400 units of vitamin E, which is the starting dose where you really do see the potential for reducing the oxidation of LDL cholesterol that can precede the formation of plaque in arteries.
Mm-hmm.
So their optimum potency is 4 to 6 a day. Then I've got my best.
The best.
The best are the ones where you get somebody who says, I just want to take the best. I'll take 6 tablets a day. I'll take 8. I'll take 12 Easy Swallow.
Right.
And those are the OptiPack and Easy Swallow OptiPack. The Super Blend, which is I call my Rolls Royce.
All right.
And the menopause multiple before, during, and after menopause that has 1,500 milligrams of calcium.
Uh-huh. All right. Something for everyone.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to pause for a short break. Let me give you folks our phone number here in the studio if you have any questions for Mike Mooney. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Mike Mooney, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
And here's some good news. The entire Twin Lab line is on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. We've been selling Flex Now joint formula for just over 6 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. A few weeks ago, something happened that I've never seen before. The people from Flex Now came by the store and they gave me a printed list of the people who have taken advantage of Flex Now's complete relief or complete refund guarantee. I was amazed. No company has ever volunteered that type of information before. There were 25 names on the list. I didn't ask for it, they just felt it was the right thing to do to give it to me. Well, we have sold about 1,000 packages of Flex Now during that time. So over 95% of the people who bought Flex Now during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. That's pretty impressive. If you have joint pain, maybe you should try Flex Now. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. Flex Now, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5%, I'd say the odds are in your favor.
Okay, Doctor's Best has some great news, where they've just decided to put strontium bone maker on their half-price sale list. Strontium is one of the newest entries into the osteoporosis field. Adding strontium to your usual calcium, magnesium, vitamin D regimen will build even stronger bones and better bones. Matter of fact, one of the drug companies is even trying to patent the strontium formula. So strontium is the latest and greatest thing coming up in the osteoporosis field. And right now, Doctor's Best has a sale on strontium. The usual price of the 60 capsule size is $32.99, but on sale, it's going to be $16.49. The 120 capsule size, $59.99. On sale, half price, $29.99. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Mike Mooney. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We're here to answer your questions about multivitamins or minerals or herbs even. Right, Michael? We'll talk about everything.
We will. We'll cover the bases.
Okay. Mike, you went through the good, better, and best. Explain what the OptiPacks are.
You know, it's my favorite product, so thank you very much. It's been the cornerstone product that my father, the first product that came on the market in 1977 as a result of my father's about 4 years of research with about 300 real-life people. It was made originally as an anti-aging vitamin formula. And that means that it supplies optimum potencies of all the nutrients so your cells don't suffer deficiencies that might damage them. And then it provides optimal potencies of antioxidants to protect the cells from free radicals in specific balance. My father worked the balance out with his research with people. He made it for himself, the family, and just for everybody. We didn't make it for athletes, but about 5 years later, the Dallas Cowboys football conditioning coach was told about it. Another coach said, I think I can feel these vitamins, and I think I can lift more weight when I use them. So Bob Ward at the Dallas Cowboys called my dad up and says, what's the deal with these vitamins after he tried them? I can feel them. I never felt vitamins before. My dad explained orthomolecular nutrition, which is our foundation, the biochemistry involved. And Bob Ward said, well, let's put the Cowboys on them and see if they actually affect human performance machines where you can measure a foot or a pound or an inch or you know, speed or weight or whatever. So half the Cowboys took them, half didn't. They all got stronger and faster during spring training because now they're working out hard. They were off season. But the guys who took the OptiPack increased their running speed 53% better than the other guys increased theirs. And they increased their strength tests, like bench press, 35% better than the other guys. And all of a sudden, we're an athlete's pack. Yeah. It was, you know, my mom, who's 79, climbed Machu Picchu in Peru 4 years ago on no medications, 4'11", 110 pounds. Has been taking them for 30 years. They're for little old ladies who climb mountains. and then in 1992, the United States Olympic weightlifting coach started recommending them to people who were the guys and gals who were trying to get on the Olympic team to go to Barcelona. I heard about it, called them up, and said, why are you recommending my vitamins? He said, well, he could have sold them to me. He spent about a half an hour talking about improved recovery, better flexibility tests. The athletes performed better. Beautiful. So we started actually donating to the Olympic weightlifting team patriotically back then. I mean, he gave me a free testimonial.
All right.
And they've been taking them ever since.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right.
Well, I'm looking at the website for Super Nutrition, and I'm seeing detailed information about the OptiPack. It's an excellent formula, but you're getting a little bit more, I guess, than just the optimal dose of some of the, you know, probably more well-known nutrients. Looks like you've added a number of other interesting ingredients. If we can talk a little bit about it. We have L-cysteine, an antioxidant. L-glutamine is added. That's a nice amino acid for a lot of good reasons. Hesperidin. So you're getting a lot with this particular product. This is the OptiPack.
Yes, sir. It's the highest potency formula on the market with bees and with the minerals, too.
Okay, so the OptiPack, obviously it's a pack. So you open a pack and that's your daily amount of vitamins. Is that the way it works?
Well, there's two versions. There, we made the original one, which is one pack of six tablets, three vitamins and three minerals, three orange vitamins, three gear minerals. You're supposed to take one vitamin and one mineral in the middle or at the end of each meal three times a day. That's the optimal way to do it. About 8 years ago, we started making an easy swallow version of it, which I love myself because you cut the tablets in half. You have half the size. You have one packet of four little tablets that you take three times a day. I travel.
Right.
So it's way far easier for me to carry three little packets of easy swallow that almost anybody can swallow. Mm-hmm. And I can run around and just, you know, without having to think about them. So
okay. And what is that called?
The Easy Swallow OptiPack.
Easy Swallow OptiPack. And that's good for men and women.
It's good for everybody.
Good for everybody. Okay. All right. Let's say hello to Rachel calling from Queens.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing, guys?
We're just excited here. What, are
okay,
you kidding?
Okay, great. Okay, in the last couple of weeks, I've listened to different nutritionists on the air, and there's been a little bit of a debate in regards to the calcium causing plaque in the arteries. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if you've heard about it, and if you did, how do you go around still taking the calcium and still not having that effect of a plaque causing in the arteries?
Okay. All right. What does calcium do that's good and that's important?
Those bones.
Right. Okay. So there's no real getting around calcium too much. Okay? You need calcium. You need the vitamin. Now, you need calcium, you need magnesium, you need vitamin D, all those things to build bones. Now, There was a report, Michael, about calcium and the as Rachel is saying, something to do with calcium in the arteries.
It's sort of a misunderstanding, I think, because calcium is used as the Band-Aid, the plaque Band-Aid, when arteries are damaged from inflammation. Calcium doesn't cause that to happen. It's just used as part of the sort of material to put a Band-Aid in around the wall in the artery.
So what happens, Rachel, is when your arteries are damaged or inflamed from one reason or another, and the body senses that the artery is perhaps getting weak, what's something that will make something strong? Calcium. Calcium makes bone strong. Calcium will make an artery strong, too. So the calcium is sort of depositing there as the body's way to sort of strengthen that artery. So that's not a good thing, because calcium does build up, but you need to get to the root cause of what's causing the damage to the artery or what's causing that inflammation.
And Arnie, if there is inflammation or minute injuries in the artery and you're not taking a calcium supplement, believe me, your body will get it somewhere.
That's right.
The calcium is the most abundant stored mineral in the body, and it has a great storage place. All the bones in your body are actually also storage for calcium, and your body will release calcium as it needs it.
That's right.
If it needs calcium, it will release. You have cells inside your bones. They're designed to dissolve bone and release calcium into the bloodstream.
That's right.
So
the bottom line, Rachel, is if your arteries, let's use the word weak for a moment. If your arteries are weak, the calcium will deposit. And it doesn't matter if you get the calcium from your diet. The body will take the calcium from the blood. The blood will get it from the bones, as Sam said.
But it does not clog the artery.
It's not the ultimate or the initial cause.
And actually, if you take plenty of antioxidants to protect your arteries, then that damage may not happen in the first place.
Okay. All right. We need to pause for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And take it away, Noah.
Here's some good news. Wilner Chemist now carries the Super Nutrition line of vitamin supplements. Super Nutrition is a family-owned company with 30 years' reputation for quality, safety, and efficacy. Their supplements are formulated using orthomolecular potencies balanced to provide maximum energy and enhanced well-being. Each Super Nutrition formula gives your body more of what it needs, more calcium and vitamin D for stronger bones, more B vitamins to provide energy and combat stress, more antioxidants to boost immunity, and more folic acid for a healthy heart. Whatever your lifestyle, whatever your needs, there's a Super Nutrition multivitamin just for you. There's the high potency Simply One Women and Simply One Men. For energy, there's Women's Blend and Men's Blend. And for anti-aging, choose the Super Blend or OptiPack. For multivitamins that give you more, Super Nutrition, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Super Nutrition multivitamins, 30 years of guaranteed value.
And now let's go to the traffic.
And we're very busy in Queens on the LIE eastbound side into Queens Boulevard with a crash being cleared. Deegan in the Bronx northbound side. Yankee Stadium to Fordham Road. Heavy traffic, stalled vehicle in the left lane southbound side a bit slow. As you approach the Cross Bronx Expressway, westbound Cross Bronx Expressway, heavy as usual. Bruckner right on up into the George Washington Bridge. And if you're traveling on the west side highway, delay southbound side from the 90s through to the 40s. That is all volume. Traveling on the BQE Gowanus combo southbound side between the LIE and the Williams Bridge, you've got delays. Inbound Gowanus, northbound BQE, sluggish Industry City to the Brooklyn Bridge, and again into the Kosciuszko Bridge. Hudson River Crossings, inbound Lincoln Tunnel, about a 25-minute delay. Outbound Holland, 40, inbound 30, and the George Washington Bridge is heavy, both decks heading into Manhattan. This report is sponsored by Staples. That was easy. Get 100 free business cards at Staples Copy and Print Center with orders of 100 or more. They're highly professional, and they're printed in minutes. Get yours free today. Staples, that was easy. I'm Bill Powers, WOR. Our traffic.
Tom and Ted here. Today's topic, achy joints.
Right, you are, Tom, which means we're talking about joint health supplements.
It's all about the cartilage, baby.
Don't call me baby.
Three things that can help make joints happier: glucosamine, MSM, and ASU.
Glucosamine is a building block of cartilage, Ted. Mm-hmm. OptiMSM is the premier brand of MSM, and ASU is a new potent ingredient that helps protect against joint tissue breakdown.
Somebody's done their homework. What's it all add up to, Tom?
That would be Avoca ASU, Ted. That's A-V-O-C-A ASU, a new joint supplement with all three key ingredients from Nutramax Laboratories.
And Avoca ASU tablets are made from all non-animal ingredients. That means no shellfish.
All natural.
That's what makes them different.
Avoca ASU, available at natural food stores nationwide, online at avoca-asu.com, or call 1-800-925-5187.
At this point, we know how important supplementation with CoQ10 can be. We also know that many options are available to enhance the bioavailability of CoQ10. Perhaps the most potent and best utilized form of CoQ10 is ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the reduced or active form of CoQ10, the form which is directly used in human metabolism as a lipid-soluble antioxidant. While standard CoQ10 ubiquinone supplements can be activated in the body, this activation can be less efficient in some individuals based on age or genetics. Ubiquinol's superior bioavailability is demonstrated in clinical trials. Ubiquinol is now available from Jarrow Formulas. Called QH Absorb, it utilizes the Q Absorb delivery system, which increases CoQ10 levels up to 400% and is 3 to 4 times better absorbed than chewable CoQ10 tablets. CoQ10 supports heart function and, as an antioxidant, protects mitochondrial membranes and cholesterol from oxidation.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gotomer along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Mike Mooney, Director of Education at Super Nutrition. And before we get back to the show, I just want to give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. A new sale starts tomorrow. Here are some of the lines on sale. Doctor's Best, the entire line, 50% off list. Source Naturals, American Health, Desert Essence, Home Health, the full lines at 35% off list. Da Vinci Labs, Natural, Country Life, Nature's Way, All One, and many more full lines at 30% off list price.
And to see everything that's on sale, you can go to our website. It's wilner.com. It's Wilner with two L's. And you click on the now on sale now tab for a full listing, prices, and product information. And you can order directly from the website as well.
And if you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you'll be receiving a sale flyer, a new catalog in the mail any day now. I received mine already. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online.
Or, of course, you can pick up a sale flyer and a catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, thank you, Sam. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We're here to answer your questions. You know, when we first started this show about 12 years ago, it's 12 years already, by the way, Don and I said, you know, we'll do what we do in the store. We'll answer people's questions. Anything you wanted to know about, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, you know, everything you always wanted to know but were afraid to ask. Okay? Well, now you don't have to be afraid to ask. Just call 1-800-321-0710.
I'll ask a typical question. You know, I've gotten sort of familiar with the type of questions customers ask, and they're always asking, is it organic? Is it, what kind of fillers are in it? That kind of question. Some of these questions are appropriate or they make some sense. In other words, you know, they're sort of fear based, and maybe they have some heard some rumors about supplements. Could you perhaps answer some questions about are they natural, are they organic, or whether that's relevant?
Well, you know, vitamins and minerals by definition are not the same as organic food. Organic in chemistry means a carbon-based molecule.
Right, of course.
So my vitamins and minerals are not organic, and they can't be. I can enrich my formulas with some organic herbs and green foods, which I do. I've got some really easy-digesting tablets with organic green foods and herbs. They're clean and pure, the vitamins. The main thing is you want vitamins that are hypoallergenic.
Yeah.
We've been, for instance, I'm hearing a lot these days about doctors telling people that they can't have gluten, they have an allergy. We've been gluten-free, wheat-free, yeast-free, dairy-free, hypoallergenic for 30 years. So the vitamins are clean, and that's the basis for what
Okay, so all of the super nutrition formulas, all of the various multis, the one-a-days, the packs, up to the packs, all of them are gluten-free?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Good.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more and more of products that are advertising gluten free, and I think gluten is going to be the next hot thing. You know that nobody wants gluten. It's going to become a dirty word soon.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And I just want to finish up in the Rachel who called us about that calcium question about calcium causing hardening of the arteries. It doesn't. That's the bottom line. Calcium doesn't cause hardening of the arteries. Arteries will become hard, and the plaque does contain, among other things, calcium. But calcium is not the cause of that.
And you know what? Neither is cholesterol, but that's a sort of a different...
That's another discussion.
You should keep watch your cholesterol.
It's antioxidants. You need antioxidants to reduce the potential inflammation that can cause
to protect
cholesterol and calcium.
Well, antioxidants, even things like homocysteine. You know, we need the folic acid.
Omega-3 fats.
Yeah, right. So, it's a whole...
Inflammation, anti-inflammation.
That's why we recommend multivitamins, because they have everything. Okay, let's say hello to Aileen calling from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi, Aileen.
Good afternoon. I'm listening. I love your program. I think it's great.
Thank you, Aileen.
Excuse my voice because I just got over bronchitis. I was sick very bad. So the reason I'm calling is I have spinal stenosis.
Uh-huh.
You hear me correctly, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
And I take injection of Forteo.
Mm-hmm.
And I take also vitamin D, 600, I will say, twice a week, 50,000 units soft gel.
Okay.
And I take two calcium 600 a day.
Okay.
Plus one a day vitamin.
Okay, so how can we help you, Aileen?
I'd like to know also, I don't know if it's what caused my... I have a terrible itch in my face and my nose and my eyebrow. I just want to know if Forteo or all these vitamins cause it. Because it's very annoying.
Okay, did you ask your pharmacist if it's the Forteo? Or did you ask your doctor?
I asked my doctor. He doesn't know. But I'm going to ask the one who prescribed Forteo, the endocrinologist.
Arnie's going to see if he could look something up, but obviously the message we always try to give here in the Wilner Window is if you're taking a medication, you happen to have a symptom that you're not sure of whether what's causing it, always check with your doctor or the pharmacist.
But I didn't have it. I told her, she told me I should cut off the wheat bread and she gave me a big package of what to eat, what not to eat, but
okay,
I don't think it's causing.
So she thinks she's suspecting it may be a food allergy, although she wants to rule it out. I mean,
but I don't think so. I think
okay. You know, Forteo is one of the things they're using for osteoporosis.
Yeah, it's what I have.
I know, but you said you had spinal stenosis. That's something entirely different.
I also have osteoporosis.
Oh, okay. So one of the side effects. None of the side effects for Forteo indicate that rash. So you'd need to, I don't think it's the Forteo, and I don't think it's the supplements. I'm not sure. Maybe it's the mixture of everything.
That's right.
So you'd need to check with your nutrition professional or who's ever been guiding you in that way.
She's the endocrinologist.
Yeah, she. Mm-hmm. You know, they recommend things like Forteo to a lot of their patients, so they've heard these side effects before.
I took so many different kind of osteoporosis medicine that I'm sick of it, and I was suffering with my esophagus and everything. Finally, I got cured. I had H. pylori. So I give up all those things, and I went to a nice doctor who treated me and cured me of my H. pylori.
Wonderful. Good.
But now I develop the skin, and my head scalp also itch.
Well, I mean, obviously you have some kind of irritation. We can't really recommend something because we don't know what exactly the...
I just wanted to know if it's too many vitamin I'm taking.
Well, anything's possible, but
There's one way to tell, Aileen.
Yeah.
Stop everything.
Yeah.
Whatever you're taking, I mean, you're not stopping the Forteo, but stop everything else.
But
stop it for a while.
Yeah, I'm supposed to stop
I don't think it's the vitamin D.
By the end of the next year, it'll be 2 years that I'm on Forteo.
Okay.
Right. I don't want to stop for that.
I didn't tell you to stop for that.
I
said
know.
Keep the Forteo.
I know.
Stop everything else except the vitamin D. That's all. And you'll see if that's what's causing you itch.
I take 600 twice a day.
Okay.
Plus the soft gel vitamin D twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know what caused it.
It's just going
to
be...
No, it's difficult to know, Aileen.
I know.
All right.
That's why.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 1-800-321-0710. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. We're here to answer your questions, but we can only answer them if you ask them. 1-800-321-0710. We have our screener, Ira, in the control room, just waiting for your phone calls. Okay, let's say hello to Francis calling from Danbury, Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm trying to find out if they have any recommendation for nutrition that I can take to help build up my muscles, because I apparently have something that is destroying my muscles.
Something that's destroying your muscles. Mm. That doesn't sound good. But, Mike Mooney, by the way, in addition to being the director of education, he does build muscle pretty good on himself. So maybe he can help you with that.
Maybe he can.
Now, I can tell you the simple things. If you've got some sort of pathology that you require a doctor's care, then that's
another
thing.
Oh, I do. I am under
thing.
Doctor's care, yes. But they tell me there's nothing they can do medicinally, and I just thought maybe health-wise there might be something I'm not doing I could be doing.
Is it just is there a condition or?
Yes, it is. It's a myositis condition.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's an inflammation.
So an inflammation of the muscles.
Yeah.
And they nothing that's able to be done medically for it?
Had you been on medication?
No, not for that.
For anything?
I beg your pardon?
For anything?
Well, I have a thyroid condition.
Okay. Well,
this is something you need really to work with your physician because, you know, medical things like that, we don't know what, you know, we're not here to diagnose you, really. Mm-hmm. We, you know, once you tell us what's wrong, we can, you know, maybe think of something. But as far as nutrients go, what type of multiple would somebody like Francis be taking? Which one?
Well, the OptiPack sounds pretty good.
The OptiPack is wonderful for that. And just really being careful with a good, healthy diet with plenty of protein.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, really you can't really build muscle unless you lift some weight, some load-bearing exercise. Usually for women, if they had no health problems, 2 or 3 times a week of lifting weights actually stimulates some muscle growth. I don't know what to tell you, though, because you've got some conditions.
Yeah, the only thing is check with your doctor and see if it's okay for you to be doing some, you know, start with some light weightlifting and see if that's, something that would be good for you.
There is one nutrient, though, that does protect against breakdown of muscle, and it's called glutamine, Whether or not that's going to be appropriate for you, it's hard to say. You have a condition that it may not help, but it won't hurt. It also, glutamine, by the way, is also useful for intestinal problems, something they call leaky gut and so forth. But glutamine wouldn't hurt. I would say you can get a 1,000-milligram capsule or even a powder and a couple times a day, but check with your physician. It should be okay.
All right, Francis, thanks so much for that call. All right, time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We answer questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition in general. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Mike Mooney, and we'll be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Here's a bulletin. The entire Country Life line now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
Hello to all my friends on the Wilner Window. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and many of you heard me talk about how NT Factor and Propax can fix the broken furnaces in your bodies. And, of course, I'm talking about the mitochondria. You see, there's an energy crisis that shows up in our 40s and 50s that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. You can especially see this energy crisis when chronic disease is present, and it doesn't matter whether it's cardiovascular issues, neurodegenerative, arthritis, or any of the health issues we routinely see in adults. NT Factor and Propax and healthy aging is able to solve this energy crisis in a way that no other nutrient can, because it actually repairs the furnace, which of course is just a metaphor for the membranes. That's important because in a healthy person, the majority of your energy is produced in the membrane, and for the first time, a nutrient compound can really repair and restore the membrane. How is this new and different? Antioxidants can slow down the rate of new damage, but NT Factor can actually undo existing damage. That's new science, and that's why I say you need to get NT Factor. I use it, and so do most of my patients.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And what would be the ideal supplement for weight loss support? Well, it should help to increase metabolism. It should improve mood. It should help metabolize fats and protein for energy. It should also help neutralize carbohydrates and control blood sugar swings. Is there such a product? Yes. It's called Slenderite. It's from Natrol. How does Slenderite do all of this? Well, Natrol did it by developing a powerful blend of the following key ingredients: Phase 2 starch neutralizer, green tea extract, EGCG, 5-HTP, chromium, and caffeine. Just 2 tablets twice a day with meals. Slenderite is the comprehensive, effective aid to weight loss that you've been looking for. To burn excess calories and boost metabolism while controlling blood sugar and mood swings, try Slenderite from Natrol. Slenderite, Carb Intercept, in fact, the entire Natrol line, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price. Okay, now before we get to the phones, I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements. Oh, available at Wilner Chemists, now on sale at 30 to 35% off list price. Okay, Now let's get to the phones and talk to Marty from Cortland Manor, New York.
Hi. Let me pose a question regarding homocysteine C-reactive protein. Mine are elevated. I have approximately 14 in my homocysteine, a little over 5 in C-reactive protein. I have been doing folic acid B12 and B6, sublingual on the B12, but not the the one that is already converted, but the I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
But I do have pretty nasty psoriasis and osteoarthritis, and I'm told that this is a major contributing influence on the inflammation. Now, I did go through nucleus stress tests, carotid artery scans, and there's no significant blockage. It shows up in exercise because I don't get breathless and no ache in my chest. So I'm not worried about any significant blockage in my arteries.
Okay.
However, I'm going to be starting on TMJ, trimethylglycine, the Da Vinci product.
Right.
You're going on sale tomorrow. So I'm going to be doing the liquid TMJ. What are your feelings about this?
What are my feelings about?
Yeah, regarding reducing, in spite of what I have, you know, it simply doesn't reduce easily when I increase my folic acid B12 and B6.
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, I would try for a short time taking a higher dose of folic acid than you're taking. How much were you taking?
I was going fairly high. I was doing about the equivalent of about 4,000 milligrams.
All right. The next thing that I would suggest.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No,
4,000
micrograms.
4,000 micrograms, right.
That's a good dose. That should have had some type of effect on your homocysteine. You're taking the B12, the B6. You can add the trimethylglycine. The other thing I would suggest is perhaps take a folic acid that's an analog of folic acid. It's what the body turns folic acid into when you take it. And one product that has that is the product by Metagenics. I think it's Folical.
Yeah, Folical. I believe that's it. Yeah, and there's a Folipro and Folical.
Yeah, Folipro. Yeah, it's by Metagenics. It's it wouldn't be available. You'll be able to find it on the website. You may not be able to order it, but you'll be able to find it. And it has the analog of folic acid, which is, it's a methylated form of folic acid.
Tetrahydrofolic acid.
Yes, good. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name. Tetrahydrofolic acid. And you may have a problem with the conversion, so try using that form of folic acid. Okay, Marty?
Yeah. One other question?
Yeah, sure.
Also, I found, for instance, the last time I had my D levels tested, I thought I was taking adequate amount, and apparently, obviously not. My level was 22, wasn't measured nanograms per deciliter. And according to Hoffman, he says the optimal level should be between 30 and 50. That's way below.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I elevated that. I've been averaging between 5 and 10,000 units daily on D3.
Okay,
taking
excellent.
With a meal. And I think my levels have been elevating. I think it has a lot to do with my susceptibility to common cold viruses like the rhinovirus.
Mm-hmm.
And I noted last time my wife picked it up, a very severe rhinovirus more recently, and I didn't pick it up at all. So I was averaging about 10,000 units daily.
Okay.
And, you know, Hoffman suggested to me one day he took 20,000 units. He was coming out with a rhinovirus, and the next day he was gone.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's an
interesting observation.
Can we go back a little bit? You said your CRP was 5?
Yeah, it was over 5.
Are you taking a lot of antioxidants? Because my CRP runs 0.04. I'm loaded with antioxidants. I've been doing that for a while, and the CRP consistently measures very low. I think there was a study that showed that omega-3 fats in higher doses also could lower CRP. And I'm using about 4,000 milligrams net EPA, DHA a day. I take the Jarl Max DHA. I like the higher DHA.
Right.
And, you know, I'm look as an inflammatory marker, it's really important to look at that and try to get it down with optimal antioxidant intake.
Yeah, I'm taking quite a bit.
Yeah, there's something, are you a patient of Dr. Hoffman?
No, but I know quite a bit about the entire area of antioxidants. I take a lot of omega-3 fish oil. I think my, but that 4,000 units in EPA, 4,000 milligrams in EPA is quite high.
EPA DHA net is 4,000. I tried.
Yeah, that it is.
It for me, what happens is I have atrial fibrillation. It was chronic for 20-something years, and I started reading the studies about 4 or 5 years ago that showed reduction in that kind of heart arrhythmia. I thought I was taking plenty of omega-3s, 1,000 milligrams net per day. I raised it to 3,000, and my atrial fibrillation died down to almost nothing, 4,000, and it's contained. So I need that full dose. I've done blood tests, actually, with the Mayo Clinic blood essential fatty acid test, and they say that I register high relative to the normal population, but I think the normal population is deficient.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, something's going on in your metabolism, Marty, that you know, doesn't sound that it's, you know, it's not, I don't want to use the word normal, but it's not. You know, you're not reacting to folic acid to lower your homocysteine. Almost everybody does. So,
but don't you think the psoriasis and the osteoarthritis would play a major role?
They could, but the psoriasis is usually the result of something, instead of being the cause of something. You know, you may have a have you been checked for the autoimmune disease?
No, but my father had it late in life, and I began developing it at age 50. And following my father.
But this is the type of thing where you know, the nutritional guys, Dr. Podell on our show, Dr. Hoffman and some of the other guys, this is where, you know, they do their best work with people like you who, you know, things happen which are way out of the norm. So that would be one of my suggestions, to see somebody like Dr. Podell, Dr. Hoffman, or some doctors who work that way. All right, Marty.
Sure, many thanks.
All righty. And next we have Sylvia calling from Manhattan. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. I'd like to know, what's the difference between... I've been taking D2 for many years.
Yes.
And before they used to say 800 is too much. Now they say...
That's right.
1,200. I take 800 plus...
Okay.
Plus a multi, another 400, so it's 1,200.
Okay, so what can we answer for you?
Now, I'd like to know, now I hear that vitamin, the B3 is better. Now,
it is better.
It's actually, in a recent study, was 340% better converted to the active form in your blood than vitamin D2, so D3 is way more potent.
You can. It's easy to get vitamin D3. Just come to Wilner Chemists.
The one I'm taking is from cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil is D3.
I've been taking it for 15, 20 years.
That's D3, not D2.
D2.
No, that's not D2. D3 is from cod liver oil.
Really?
Honest.
Right.
It says on it the... It says vitamin D, D cod liver oil. It doesn't say if it's 2 or 3.
No, that's D3. You got the right type. So you
So that's the right type. Yeah,
that's
it. It doesn't say nothing about it.
Right.
Yep. Vitamin cod liver oil is D3. Okay, Sylvia, thanks for that call. All right, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol at 30 to 35% off list price during this sale. Okay, this is a two-hour show, folks. So we will be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3. Our special guest, Mike Mooney, is going to be back with us. Yeah, okay. All right. See you in about 6.5 minutes, folks.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.